Louisville Ballet trainee Claire Horrocks finished her first Nutcracker run right before Christmas.
After a very successful run of the Nutcracker, everyone in the company was given 2 weeks of layoff to enjoy the holiday and see our families and just let our bodies and minds relax a little bit before coming back for our upcoming show. Something about dancers that is very different from some other forms of art is that our bodies are our instruments. So it's exceedingly important that we have time to lay off and let our bodies recuperate and recover from, you know, the wear and tear of going through tons and tons of performances and rehearsals. So for 1 week, I've just completely relaxed and enjoyed time with my family, taken some days to just relax in front of the TV and do absolutely nothing. But this week, I'm slowly getting back into it, starting some Pilates and swimming and some cross training so that I'm really ready for our upcoming show. I've also taken advantage of this time to finish choreographing for my piece, which is going to be presented in the Choreographer's Showcase on January 24th, which is a lot sooner than I think some of us are ready for. We're going to be coming back and we only have about 2 weeks until we're performing. But I know that because we've had so much time to relax, we're all going to come back with even more motivation and we're all going to work even harder to give another wonderful show.
Every January, the Actors Theater Apprentices star in an evening of 10-minute plays. Samantha Beach is in rehearsal.
Today we had our first read-through for The Tens, which is the collection of 10-minute plays that the apprentices perform in January. And we were cast in those parts by our company directors and assigned to our, you know, play, and each play's director by them. And I couldn't be more excited about the piece that I'm working on. It's a two-hander, so it's just me and one other character, and she's being played by one of my roommates, and we get to play sisters, which will just be fun for us. And then it's directed by one of the directing interns, who I really enjoy working with. And the play, I'm so excited, was written by a playwright who I've actually been following for a while and is kind of a young, up-and-coming playwright, and I really like her work, so I was thrilled to recognize her name on my script when I was given it. And so I'm super excited about it. The story is these two sisters, one sister, my character, goes to visit her sister at a halfway house where her sister is recovering from a serious addiction. I guess she just got out of rehab and now she's at this halfway house. And it's just a short little scene that takes place there. And I think it really captures the weirdness of a situation like that, especially when there's a family, you know, when there's the history that they have as sisters, and they're the ways in which they're kind of reintroducing themselves to each other. And you also get the sense that the sister with the addiction has tried to fix it and failed before. And so my character, I think, is trying to figure out if this time's any different or if it's just like all of the other times. And so it's really meaty for 10 minutes, and their relationship is really complex, and I really can't wait to work on it.
Kentucky Opera studio artist Brad Raymond is on hiatus and will return later this month. Erin Keene, WFPL News.